Often we don't think about ways a major company or organization gives back to the people they serve, usually just thinking of their business model. Many of you listening now may not realize how much the CME Group donates or gives back to agriculture, instead only thinking of them in the futures market. Well, on today's Friday edition of Farm Time, a conversation I recorded a few weeks ago with Ann Crema. She's Director of Commodity Research and Product Development for the CME Group. I think you'll find our interview interesting, and you may learn some things about the CME Group that you weren't aware of. First of all, Ann, I wanted to congratulate you on the air, as I did off microphone. You folks are involved with future agriculturalists, can we say, in many ways. You always buy one of the animals, or maybe more than one, at the Illinois State Fair Sale of Champions, and then donate the product to a worthy cause. In addition to that, a lot of scholarships, including some presented at our NAFB meeting.
Absolutely, and thank you for acknowledging that. We think that working and developing the next leaders of the agricultural industry is so important. So, like you said, we are active at the State Fair every year in Illinois. We do work and sponsor a number of scholarships throughout the industry, working with various industry groups. Here at NAFB, we're excited to be here, and we yesterday presented the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Really enjoyed getting to present her with that scholarship opportunity. So, fostering that next generation of ag leaders is so important, and we also work with the industry educating the next leaders as well.
Well, certainly it's appreciated, and I think many times we don't give enough credit where credit is due, and I did want to do that today. Now let's talk about managing risk and really the futures and how that can help a farmer, especially during these tight times.
Yeah, absolutely. The common theme here remains uncertainty. And moving forward, whether it's geopolitical risk, weather-related risk, you know, adjustments to crop yields on reports, that uncertainty continues to be there for the producer. So what we are here for is to help producers manage that price risk and ultimately lock in their prices that they're able to sell at. So that continues to be the case across the grain space, across the livestock space, across the dairy space, and fertilizer. So we continue to be the widest range of agricultural risk management tools.
More of my conversation with Ann Crema on the Early Bird tomorrow morning, and my annual musical Christmas gift for you. Hope you'll join us. I'm Mike Perrine.